It is the radio segment that's been in the gym working hard on its Kegels. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Lenexa, Kansas. The other morning, a 37-year-old named Tony Alcott was driving a Ford Mustang convertible on the highway, and he was texting and driving.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
And while he was looking at his phone, he crashed into a tractor in front of him that was pulling a trailer full of liquid manure.
Oh my gosh, why does it have to be liquid? It's so much grosser.
Witnesses described what happened next as a waterfall of liquid poop raining down onto
this.
Tony's car.
This rain smells terrible.
Yeah. We don't know what species produced the feces, human, animal, or other, but we do know that there was over 500 pounds of it. Quite a bit poured inside the convertible, and when officers arrived, Tony was freaking out because the poop had filled his entire car up to the door locks, nice poop jacuzzi.
The chances of him driving a convertible during this crash.
Part of the story, Tony's convertible was a rental car, and he actually did elect to get insurance.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, he says that's the smartest thing he's ever done in his life. And authorities say that if all the warnings about texting and driving haven't gotten you to stop yet, maybe this story will.
Just imagine him casually driving it back into Enterprise, like, here you guys go, here are the keys.
Yeah. After liquid manure truck, I have never texted and driving again.
This next legend story is out of Spokane Valley, Washington. A 28-year-old guy named Sean Kelly was speeding when a cop tried to pull him over. Sean wouldn't stop, and then after a quick chase, he quickly pulled into a parking lot and ran into a sports bar.
Oh, whoa. Well, find me in here, drinking beer.
The cops went in there to look for him, and somebody pointed him out, and Sean gave them his info, including his name and his phone number, but he swore he wasn't driving. In fact, he said he'd been at the bar the whole night.
Go!
You know, he's like, if they can't catch you behind the wheel, then they can't arrest you. Yeah. Didn't you read that law? There's a law about that. Yeah, I know it.
The cops noticed there was a phone on the driver's seat of the car that they'd been chasing. So just as a test, they called the number that Sean gave them and that phone started ringing. But it gets even better because Sean had a custom ringtone and it was the theme song from the TV show Cops.
Yeah.
That works out nicely.
Of course it was.
Yeah, Sean was arrested for attempting to elude a police vehicle, obstruction, and driving with a suspended license.
Okay.
So it didn't work out very well for Sean. This next laser story is out of Buffalo, New York. A 32-year-old guy named Sebastian Tilson was spending a quiet evening at home the other night watching some Netflix when the doorbell rang. He looked through the peephole and saw an attractive woman on the other side of his door, all dressed up for a night out.
Oh, wow. He's in luck.
Yep, so he opened the door, and the lady said that she had to use the bathroom, and it was an emergency.
Huh.
So he let her in, and she thanked him profusely. Afterwards, though, on her way out, she grabbed one of Sebastian's decorative swords that was sitting by his front door and robbed him with it.
Oh, my God!
No way. Don't have
decorative swords around your house.
I didn't see that one coming.
Nobody did.
She threatened to stab him if he didn't give up his wallet, so in total shock, he gave it to her, and she ran off. Afterwards, he told police that his wallet had cash, a bank card, his license, and his social security card.
Ooh, not smart.
Do not carry that in your wallet. What are you doing?
So she got away with a lot of his personal information. Sebastian also told police that he wished he had purchased a second sword because maybe he could have reacted better in the moment. That's right, a big sword battle in his living room.
That would have solved your problem. More swords.
Cops haven't been able to track the woman down just yet.
Fencing through the living room.
This next laser story is out of the world of finance. According to a new study by TD Ameritrade, you can predict how much money someone makes by their favorite type of music.
Oh, yeah.
Here are the results. Classical fans make an average of $114,000 a year.
Whoa.
I know nobody that listens to classical
music.
That's
because they're all old people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Electronic music, $92,000 a year.
Oh, all
really?
Right.
Okay.
That kind of makes sense, like all the techies out there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rap and hip hop, $69,000 a year.
Nice.
Okay. Unless you're a budding rapper, then you're already a millionaire. Just listen to the lyrics that you're writing. 80s and 90s music, $67,000. Hard rock, $65,000. Pop, $61,000. And country, $58,000 a year.
I love how I'm so broke, my favorite reggae isn't even on the list.
Like,
you're all a bunch of stoners.
Pretty much unemployed and
jobs.
Just smoking weed, This next laser story is out of fast food headquarters. A new survey asked people about our unwavering love for French fries and potato chips. According to the results, less than 1% of us don't like fries.
I used to not like them until I was like 16.
Really?
Yeah, it was a texture thing. And even like the big fat steak fries, I can't do now.
Really?
No, it makes me gag.
Out of the 1,000 people surveyed, only 8 said that they don't like them. So that's 0.8%.
Wow.
Overall, people said curly fries were their favorite type of French fry,
really?
Followed by standard cut, waffle fries, potato wedges, sweet potato fries, crinkle cut way down in 6th place,
what?
Shoestring fries, and tater tots in 8th place.
Tater tots seem to be a little higher on
Yeah,
that
I agree.
All
I
of
like
it.
Tater
like,
tots.
I take the bottom 3 over any of them.
Here are more results from the survey. McDonald's still has our favorite fast food fries with 34% of the vote.
Agreed.
Arby's is second with 13%.
Really?
Their curly fries are bomb.
I don't think I've ever had those.
I don't think I've ever had Arby's fries either.
Yeah.
What?
Just get the roast beef.
Oh, you guys, you're missing the whole point of Arby's is the curly fries.
Five Guys, just over 10%. Chick-fil-A, 10%. And Wendy's barely beat Burger King for 5th place. They got about 9% of the vote.
Wow.
Our favorite brand of potato chips is Lay's with 33% of the vote, followed by Pringles and Ruffles. And finally, fries are our favorite way to eat potatoes, but just barely. Mashed potatoes was a close second, followed by baked potatoes, hash browns, and potato salad.
The potatoes are so good, like in all forms.
Yeah,
very versatile.
You eat them raw,
like,
dude.
That's every meal right there is covered.
Yeah. I know somebody who likes to eat big thing of mashed potatoes after he's done humping that shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe while his mashed potatoes heat up on the stove. Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.